All right. We're missing a few tonight, but we're glad everybody's here that is here. We're going to have a lesson, a very simple lesson. It's learning lessons from a piece of furniture. Now, you think, what does that have to do with Christianity? What does it have to do with the gospel or Bible subjects? And then, so, what we find out, we remember that Jesus spoke in parables. And we could learn spiritual lessons from all sorts of things, including assembled furniture. See, the reason that Jesus spoke in parables was to give the people some idea of something they could relate to, because he was talking about something that nobody had ever experienced. And so he had all those parables in Matthew 13 where he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like..." It's like the field, it's like the sower, it's like the tares, it's like the pearl of great price and the hidden treasure in a field. So he talked about all of these things. It's like a mustard seed. And so he used these things that people could remember, and most of them dealt with agriculture and fishing and things like that. So people kind of could get a picture of what he was talking about. And so let's look at this. See, Jesus taught people by parables. And so the reason was because they were not spiritually prepared to handle the truth of spiritual matters. They weren't ready for it. But once the church came into being, the people would realize the spiritual application that Jesus was using. That's the advantage we have. We have a much greater advantage over them in the first century because we have the time when the people who have studied the word well enough that we can understand what Jesus was actually saying and teaching. And so we also can teach lessons of a spiritual nature by examining things that we can relate to. You know, even Paul talked about the sports conquest. I mean, the racing and testing of your strength and things like that. And so Paul talked about that. Now, there are many people who cannot afford to go into a furniture store and purchase a piece of furniture. And so many like me have learned to appreciate the prefabricated items that are sold in these different stores. And so these are the kind you buy, you take home, and assemble. And so there is much saving involved by doing it yourself. You know, these things usually run a whole lot cheaper than something that's already built. And then, of course, you have to get it delivered and into your home. So that's not always easy. And I bought and built desks, TV stands, bookcases, armoires, and storage cabinets. I've put a lot of these things together. And I've also learned through experience to follow the instructions very precisely. And I'm sure you have too. Otherwise, the item does not last or perform as it's supposed to do. And so, here is where the spiritual application comes in. And we're going to just learn a few things about this. There are some simple lessons we can learn from building our assembled furniture. And we can make a spiritual application as well. Now, we're going to notice here that many of you will be able to relate to this, as you have probably put such furniture together yourself, either for your own home or for somebody else. And then you learn something. We're going to examine how this is done. See, the particular piece of furniture we want was planned before we got it. Now, you don't think of it that way, but it was planned before we got it. And most of the time, we find that the manufacturer has already cut the furniture into the right size, inserted the holes where the connections and screws are going to go, has printed out the instructions we need to assemble it properly, and has informed us through the instructions how to maintain the product so it will last and be useful for us. Now, does that sound like the plan that God made for us concerning salvation? Think about that. God gave us everything we need. He has already planned these things out for us. He had the plans designed before the foundation of the world. And so our salvation was planned, and our Creator has prepared everything we need. got the holes in the right place, the right tools in place, and things like that. And so it's not like we have to add anything or just assume we can leave something out and we'd be fine with that. See, if we follow the instructions precisely and carefully, we will have something that will last forever. And that's talking about our soul salvation. Now, I don't expect my armoire to last forever, but I tell you what, if I put it together properly, it will probably last a very long time. And that's the way it's designed to do. And so in this case, our instructions are in the Bible. Now, we can relate to this, and we can share this information with others trying to explain God's plan for mankind. It's just like a piece of furniture which we buy and which many of us have done. And so we learn through experience that if we follow the instructions, that we will get our desired product. I mean, we see the picture on the box and saying, hey, I think I would like that. And so we purchase that box, take it home, and then we start building it. And so, honestly, this statement tells you that a few times I did not follow the instructions and it was costly. I mean, that's true. And I'm sure you probably tried to do the same thing. You know, sometimes guys don't like to follow instructions. Oh, this piece looks like it'll go there. And you don't put it in the right order. And guess what? Now you have to go back and undo some of what you did. You may have to just throw it all away and start over. And so, the Bible is the instruction book from God. And we should learn that if we follow the instructions in the Bible, that a desired result of salvation and eternal life will be the result. I mean, that's not hard to figure out. God already had the product planned and prepared long before creation took place, before the foundation of the world, before he said, "Let there be light." He had already had the plan that Jesus Christ was going to be our Savior. And that's what he did. He knew what we would need and knew where every piece fit in to give what we desire. We desire salvation. And what are all these pieces? It's the pieces taken from the Old Testament, New Testament, put them together, the result of prophecy and the instructions that God gave us, the instructions that Jesus gave us, and of course his designated apostles and teachers. I mean, we have everything that we have, and it all fits into place if we just follow the instructions. See, usually, as I get the product home and prepare to assemble it, I take all the pieces out and lay them on the floor. I'm sure you probably do the same thing. And then I check the instruction sheet and verify that I have all the tools and all the pieces needed for the assembly. And it'll tell you there, okay, you have 8 of this piece, you have 7 of this size, you have 16 of this size, and so forth. And you sit down there and you count them all. Make sure, okay, I've got everything I need. And then if I need anything, maybe it'll be a screwdriver or a hammer or something like that. And so I make sure everything is there just like the instructions tell me to do. And then what I have before me is everything I need to assemble and then use it as is intended to be used. So we're going to see what this is going to do. So once again, 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible tells us God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. We don't need anything else. He's provided it all for us. He's provided us some of these things also have their tools included that you're going to need. But God has given us everything that we need. And so if we just follow the instructions, we're going to be okay. If we don't follow the instructions, there's going to be a problem. All right. So in other words, there are no add-ons or changes that need to be made. When we get the instructions, we need to follow them precisely, because if we try and add something or do something different, something is not going to work out. And I'm sure some of us have already figured this out through experience. And we also learned that if we leave things out according to the instructions, that our project would very well be a failure. And that's true. We leave some things out. And that's the problem this world faces, the denominational world. They leave out elements of what God commanded. I mean, the baptism. They leave that out. They don't need baptism. They think they're going to heaven. Well, they've been deceived. I mean, you try and put a piece of furniture together and leave out some of the screws, and you try and put some weight on it, and guess what happens? It's just going to collapse on you. And so it's not going to work. And so we're taught that adding things might make it prettier, but it's not necessary. And a lot of people want to add things to it. And they think, well, this looks good, this sounds good, this feels good, but it doesn't work that way. And so the Bible warns us not to add or take away from what God has given us. I mean, he did it in Deuteronomy. He said, don't add to it, don't take it away. He did it in Proverbs, don't add to God's word, don't take it away. And in the Revelation, he says, you add to it, you're going to have the plagues added to you. And if you leave it out, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. And so throughout the scriptures, from beginning to end, we have the instructions not to add to or take away from God's word. And the Bible is very specific that we are to be careful to do exactly as it instructs if we want salvation. Now, go back to Deuteronomy. There's many passages where Moses was given these instructions. Be careful to do and observe all these laws that I am giving to you today for your good. And you shall teach them to your children and your children's children. And so they had the instructions. They were very specific. God said, you will do it this way or suffer the consequences. Well, what do we find happened? Well, they didn't do it the way God specified, and they suffered the consequences. Now, can we think that we are so different, so special, that we can do things differently from what God said and think we're going to have that salvation? No, it's not going to work that way. All right. The instructions include the steps that need to be taken to assemble this item properly. If you've ever done this, you know, you look for that step one. You got to find your pieces, and they're usually marked for you. I mean, it's not a guessing game, really. They're usually marked for you, and you're told how to put them together. So you take step one, and as usual, we learn that we must do the steps in the proper order as given, or in this case, as written in the instructions. Otherwise, we have to go back and undo what we may have attempted to do earlier, and then we find out it just doesn't fit right after that. I mean, that's something that we learn. And so some people want to jump around the instructions and assemble things in a different order. And yeah, that just really is going to be an invitation to disaster. Depending on what you're trying to put together. You know, some things, maybe you can put it together, and maybe it'll be sturdy enough. Maybe you'll have to, if you mess things up, you'll have to add a few little brackets and add some screws to it and put in some extra stuff just to make it fit or stick. You might have to use some glue, but you can live with what you got. But it usually does not work well. And so this would remind us that there are also steps to achieve in God's plan of salvation. Step one. I mean, we need to talk about step one. Just as the manufacturer has everything ready to go, so God also has put in place everything we need for our salvation. And we, first of all, some of the steps we need to follow are just natural. They're common sense, as we must hear the gospel first before we can believe it. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, when you tell somebody, you need to believe the gospel. What is the gospel? They got to hear that first before they're going to believe it. And so we recognize that. And realizing that we have sinned against God, the next step is to make things right with God. How is that going to happen? Well, there are several steps here that we need to do. We need to repent of our sins and turn away from the sinful things that we have done. And we need to confess our faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of mankind. And then we are baptized for the remission of sins. I mean, that's all part of God's plan of salvation. And then, yes, we need other steps. From that point forward, we live a faithful life. Now, this is similar to the furniture. It's like the construction of our furniture. All right, because once we have assembled it, we need to use it properly as it was designed to be used. I mean, if it's a shelf, it's not used as a diving board. I mean, and you don't need to be climbing up like a ladder or something like that. And so this is like living a faithful life and keeping our word to God that we have dedicated ourselves to Him for life. And really, that's what we do when we make that good confession. We talked about the good confession a couple of weeks ago. I mean, this is telling God, okay, God, I am yours. Use me as you will. And we usually don't live up to that. We usually, yes, we do fail and make mistakes along the way. But when we try and get back on the right course, that's what we need to do. All right. So once we have taken the steps to receive salvation, we continue by following the instructions to learn how to get the most out of our life. Just like the manufacturer tells you, okay, to get the most out of your furniture, take care of it. You clean it off every now and then. You do this or that, whatever it needs to be done. And the manufacturer gives us a list of things we can do to enhance the life of the product and how to get the most use out of it. And that is as long as we use it properly. If we put it in doing something that it's not designed to do, something's going to go wrong and someone could get hurt or even killed. I mean, we've heard of children trying to climb up these cabinets and stuff and they've fallen over and killing the child because the child wasn't ready for it. So it's got to be used properly. And so this comes from following the pattern or the instructions precisely. If we do what the scriptures tell us to do, then we're going to have salvation. Just like that furniture, if we follow the instructions precisely, we will have what we paid for. We will have a product that, yes, we can probably use for many years to come. But if we misuse it, we're going to lose it. Just like our salvation. If we misuse our salvation, we're going to lose that. See, every part doing what it's designed to do, and we read about this in Ephesians 4:16. Each individual part putting in and doing its own for the basically the building up of the body. And Ephesians 2:19 through 22 pretty much talks about the same thing. All right, beginning verse 19. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. So every part doing its part, just the way God designed it, and it's going to produce the results that we are looking for. And so it's just as God designed it. That's what we need to do. And so that is the lesson we learned from furniture. I mean, it's very simple when you think about it. This is such an easy concept because most people have had to purchase their own book stands and then put them together. And they've learned through experience there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And so that's just very plain and simple to see. Okay, that's our lesson. We're going to sing an invitation song. If anyone has a need to respond, and you know what that would be, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.